So today's episode is a remastered episode from season one. The reason why I did this is because I was supposed to be having an event, but due to health reasons, I went ahead and canceled it. But since I already have this all set up, I hope you enjoy and please share. Welcome to the Principles of Success, and this month we are talking about happiness. However, I will freely admit that this is all just advice, and I am guilty of not doing it just as much as all of y'all. In fact, I'm pretty miserable right now. I've been going through a lot, so I feel a little hypocritical talking about this subject, but we're going to talk about it anyway, and hopefully you guys learn some tricks and tactics that might help you be a little more happy.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So the first thing I want to talk about is choice. It is your choice whether or not to be happy. Now, I'm sad, so I freely admit that there's a lot that makes that choice a whole lot harder. But it still comes down to you choosing to be happy. You have to be willing to try to be happy. There's a reason why in the United States, our Constitution says the pursuit of happiness. You have to pursue happiness. Happiness does not come to you. And you do not naturally get to be happy. You have to work at it. Happiness is hard freaking work. And maybe you're just not willing to do that. But considering that pretty much all of our motivations come down to being happy, maybe you should do the easier things that make you happier than all the complex, crazy stuff that we do to try to be happy. There's a reason why optimism starts with the word opt. It's optional. You have to choose to be happy. You have to choose to think positively. You have to choose to be optimistic. It's a choice. So decide. Decide to be happy. Easier said than done, but decide to be happy. Next, let's talk about inputs. One of the biggest reasons why it is so hard for us to be happy these days is because the inputs in our minds are so jacked up. They're either the good inputs are missing and the bad inputs are all there. I'm going to go off on a quick tangent and talk about Rat Park. So there was an experiment years ago. This is about addiction. Where they were testing rats, and I believe it was cocaine. And they put a rat in a cage and then it would get high or stoned or whatever. No, stoned and high is, never mind. It would get all jacked up off of the cocaine. And they were worried about it because this was during Vietnam time. So all these crack addicts were going to come back and flood America with a whole bunch of crack addicts. And America would be in some serious trouble from all the soldiers coming back because cocaine was very abundant in Vietnam. Well, something happened. Instead of all these soldiers coming back and being addicts, as soon as they got back, the vast majority of them stopped. And they kind of were wanting to figure out why. Well, blah 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 blah. Rat Park. Rat Park is a experiment where they, instead of sticking rats in isolation in a cage, they built a basically rat utopia. Everything a rat could want. It's got tubes and slides and delicious food and friends and all of that. And they noticed that the rats didn't choose to use the cocaine. They just didn't care about it. They were like, nah, I'm good. I don't want that. And the analogy that I'm drawing from that is we do not live in Rat Park. We live in probably the best system for misery that we could devise. We have high stress, work that we hate. A good portion of the population is constantly feeling isolated. Our social skills are way down from what humans used to be able to do. So everybody's feeling isolated. massive amounts of negative media are getting poured into your brains. That is the opposite cocktail of Rat Park. That is the cocktail for despair and misery and a whole bunch of problems. So, easier said than done to decide to be happy, but that's because the system that we find ourselves in the world that we find ourselves in, not system, the world that we find ourselves in, it is extremely hard to be happy. There's so much bad inputs out there today, and you're constantly getting bombarded by all of them. So, easier said than done to choose to be happy when you're basically being attacked into being miserable. Let's talk about the next input, and it is the input of consumption. This can be in very different forms, including buying stuff. Buying stuff will never make you happy. Things do not make you happy. But it's not just included to that. It's basically anything that falls into the category of I'll be happy when. Great example of that for this podcast is I'll be happy when you subscribe. I'll be happy when I get the girl. I'll be happy when da 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 da. Whatever your goals are, whatever your dreams are, whatever your hopes are. I'll be happy when my business succeeds. I'll be happy when I retire. I'll be happy when I get to go home from work. All of those things, all those ideas that are floating around in your head of I'll be happy when means that you can't, psychologically, you can't be happy now. And you should always have the goal be to be happy now.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Another super important input is your health. I've already talked about health a lot. In fact, most of my health ideology revolves around being happy. So go review those episodes. But just to retouch on it, food, what you eat is super important. But the super nutshell version is make sure you eat lots of meat and vegetables. Those make your brain happy. And when your brain's happy, you're happier. Sleep. Make sure that you get sleep and make sure that you have a regular sleep schedule. If you do not sleep at a decent time and get up at a regular time, and you don't get the amount of sleep that your body needs specifically, then you're going to be less happy. And you all know this. If you're tired and sleep deprived, you're going to be grumpy. Exercise. Exercise is super important for happiness. I talked about it in the health section. Endorphins are super important for happiness. Blood flow, all sorts of stuff. There's a long list of benefits that towards happiness that you get from exercising. Outside of the being fit and looking good and all of that, purely happiness from a perspective of happiness, if you want to be happier, go work out. It doesn't have to be a whole lot of working out. You don't have to be trying to get in shape, but if you work out every day, you're going to be happier. And then the last one for health, just a quick touch up on health, specifically for happiness, is sunlight. Go get some sunlight. You need sun to be happy. And back to the Rat Park thing, we are also, in addition to all of those other things, inside most of the time. We do not get anywhere near the amount of sun that we need to be getting. And it shows. We are very miserable. And I especially have a hard time, especially during the winter months, where the sun is very short and I don't really see it that much because I'm busy working too. I don't have all day to just go lay out in the sun. During the winter months, I have a much harder time because it's less sun and I don't get enough sun. And there's actually some technology out there, solar lights, for helping with that. And I actually bought one this winter time to help with that because I'm tired of dealing with that. So I have a solar light to help me get some sunlight or vitamin D stuff during the winter months. Another input. Meditation. Meditation is super easy to do. All meditation is, when you boil it down to its simplest form, is you sit there and you are consciously breathing. That's the core. Breathe deeply in and out. Concentrate on it a little bit, but that's not even the main thing. It's the deep breaths is the main health benefit that you get from meditation. And the focus helps a whole lot as well, but the main thing is the deep breaths. That constant influx of focused oxygen helps your brain a whole lot and makes it so much happier. Another reason why exercising is good, because it helps with blood flow and oxygen flow. And then the last inputs for that I want to talk about real quick is kind of its own section, and it's habits. Habits and addiction. Your bad habits affect your level of happiness. And I'm not just talking about addictions and things that you know you shouldn't be doing. I'm talking about littlest things like not making eye contact with people. Growing up, I was very guilty of this because I'm autistic. And I do not like making eye contact with people. But the lack of eye contact with people made people not like me, which made me more isolated, which made me more miserable. So just these super little things that you're doing can have these little habits that aren't really that bad can have drastic effects on your level of happiness and your level of success. So make sure that you examine your habits, examine your coping mechanisms, see if they're still useful for this day, or if they were useful when you were in high school and they're not so useful now. A great example of this is staying up late. Back to the sleep, very important to get the sleep. But when you were younger, and maybe even in your 20s still, there might have been some benefits from staying up late, because then you can spend more time socializing with friends. But if you're a little bit older and people aren't staying up as late doing parties and stuff like that, then the habit of staying up late isn't anywhere near as beneficial as it was in the past. That's kind of a lame example, but I couldn't think of one off of the top of my head, so we're going with that. So examine your habits, examine your coping methods, and if they're beneficial, keep them. If not, get rid of them.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And then the next thing I want to talk about, that was weird. The next thing I want to talk about is thoughts. And there's kind of 2 categories of thoughts, especially with how we think of them in the modern industrial world. Positive thoughts and negative thoughts. But I want you to cross out negative thoughts and replace it with emotional messages. And I straight up stole that from Tony Robbins. Go listen to him. I'm sure he'll do a much better job at it than I will. Emotional messages. Negative thoughts are just there to tell you that something is wrong. And if you take action to fix what is wrong, you need to kind of rein in your thoughts and be like, hey, like for instance, worry and anxiety. Those are signals for preparing, getting ready, doing what you need to get done so that way you are prepared. Well, if you are prepared and you're still worrying, then you're getting emotional messages that are meant to prepare you, but you're already prepared, so you need to tell yourself to cut it out, essentially. Easier said than done, I know. But negative thoughts, emotional messages, are there to communicate that something is wrong and that you need to take action to fix them. Positive thoughts are useful. Well, both are useful. But we like positive thoughts a whole lot more. And so positivity isn't saying that the negative thoughts don't exist. It is actively choosing to focus more on the positive stuff. Be grateful for the things you have, not bitter for the things you don't. This Thanksgiving was just around the corner, and a great practice that people do only during Thanksgiving, that you probably should do year-round, is think of something that you're grateful for every single day. At least one thing, maybe 10 things, but at least one thing, think of something you're grateful for. And I've seen some silly ones like, I'm grateful for water. I never thought about being grateful for water, but I am very grateful for water, and I'm very grateful I don't have to walk 10 miles to a muddy pit with crocodiles in it to try and get some water. I'm very grateful that I can turn on a spout and have water. But by focusing on gratitude and being and those positive thoughts, you will be happier. And that's what this month is about, is just being happier. And that's a tactic that you can use every single day to try and be a little bit happier. And the last thing I want to talk about today is the other attributes of success. We talked about health a little bit. The reason why I care so much about money is because, back to the Rat Park, when you have money, you have the power and the means to be able to eliminate as much of the negative world that you find yourself in. You have the power and the means to buy the food that will help you be happier. You can buy more positive stuff to surround yourself with. You can quit the job you hate and be doing whatever you find enjoyable in life. So go check out the money episodes again. That's why I care about money, so you can be happy. And let's talk about relationships. People are social creatures. Isolation is very bad for people, so learn to be better with relationships. Foster those relationships so that way you are not isolated and alone and have a support network that can help you be happier. Anyway, that's where I'll leave it for today, and I will see you all next week.